Thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, I continued to emphasize that salvation from sin is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. At the start today, I want to repeat what we talked about during the second half of yesterday's broadcast as a way to solidify this in your minds and to bring new listeners up to speed, as well as to prepare you for what I want to say after this introduction about one of the Roman Catholic Church's sacraments known as the Mass or Eucharist. When you and I put our faith alone, only our faith in Jesus Christ, God instantaneously forgives all of our sin, past sin, present sin, and future sin. God declares us righteous. God declares us right with Him, living in right relationship with Him from the point of salvation forward. The moment our faith is genuinely given to Jesus, then once and for all, God declares us not guilty before Him. In that moment, God's wrath, God's justified anger for sin that we've talked about recently on this broadcast, is fully and forever appeased or satisfied. Let me put it to you this way. Before someone puts his or her faith alone, in Christ alone, God feels wrath, anger towards that person for sin. But once that person puts their faith alone in Christ alone, God no longer feels wrath, anger to that person. Ever again, for the rest of that person's life, God is no longer angry with the person who has faith alone in Christ alone. Why? Because the person is now trusting in Christ to save them from their sins. So as a Christian person with genuine saving faith sins, and we do, then we confess that sin to Christ and He forgives us every one of our sins. He forgives the sins we consider small and somewhat insignificant, and He forgives the sins that we consider big and very significant, sins that we thought maybe could even condemn us in the end. You see, a person with genuine saving faith is depending not on their own works for salvation, but is totally and completely depending on Christ's work on the cross for salvation. Since Christ's work on the cross is a one-time, singular event, we do not gain any favor or merit by behaving like every time we sin, but make up for it with a good deed that we can keep God satisfied or appeased. No, the reason that God's anger, wrath, for sin is appeased and fully satisfied is because of what Christ has done for us. And His work has been applied to us as we put our faith alone in Him alone. So at the very moment of our salvation, God no longer feels anger towards us. He has forgiven us of all our sin. And as always, I want to prove this to you from the Bible. To do this, we will remain in the New Testament book of Romans. And come with me, if you would, over to Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. I want to read to you again Romans chapter 5 verses 1 through 2. This is God speaking to us through His word. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. I'll end the reading of verse 2 there. If you do not have your Bible open right now, I encourage you to read this text on your own later. Romans 5, verse 1 through the first part of verse 2. To make this easier to understand, I want to break this passage down into three parts. The first part I want to talk about is right at the beginning. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The key word here is justified, which I'll explain in a moment. But notice that we are justified by faith, and therefore, we have peace with God. This word justified is incredibly important. Circle it, if you would, in your Bible. In order to explain what it means to be justified, I'm going to make up a person. I'll use the name Mike. And Mike is representative of all people who have genuine saving faith in Christ. Let me tell you about this guy, Mike. Mike was at war with God. Sinning boldly, Mike was in an all-out rebellion against God. His life was messy, ripe with sin and its consequences. But God encountered Mike with God's amazing grace. Mike just came to understand that God loved him. And so Mike put his faith alone, not faith plus his good works, just his faith alone in Jesus Christ. At the very moment Mike did that, God made a legal declaration from heaven. God declared Mike justified, once and for all, for the rest of Mike's life. God's justification of Mike means that Mike has God's approval, God accepts Mike, and Mike is going to live the rest of his life here on earth under God's approval. And then one day when Mike dies, he will live forever in heaven with God's continuing approval. Mike has peace with God because Mike is justified by God, because Mike put his faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. That's what it means to be justified. And peace with God is not here an internal sense of calm. It's not, oh, Mike just feels so peaceful today. No, this peace is even better. It's an external and objective reality for Mike. The truth about Mike is that God approves of him. Whereas before Mike puts his faith alone in Christ alone, Mike was at war with God. Now, having been justified by God, Mike is at peace with God. Let me read Romans 5 and verse 1 again. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now let me continue into verse 2 of Romans chapter 5 by starting with the very end of verse 1. Our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Part 2 of our discussion now focuses on the phrase, our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction. Stated plainly, this means that once we are justified by faith, then we have access to God through Jesus Christ. We have obtained our introduction. Getting back to our friend Mike, how has he been introduced to God? Jesus Christ has made the introduction. It's through Mike's faith alone, in Christ alone, that Mike now knows God and lives at peace with God. And then part 3 is also in Romans 5 and verse 2. Into this grace in which we stand. I really want you to get this. Notice the words grace and stand. Mike has a permanent, secure, and ongoing position of enjoying God's grace. He does not slip in and out of God's grace based on what Mike does. Even Mike's future sins do not take him out of God's grace. Mike stands in God's grace. Mike is in a permanent state of God's grace. This is permanent justification. He is standing there secure under the justification of God. And notice it is not through Mike's works, through rituals that Mike performs, or through sacraments that Mike participates in, but rather through Christ alone that he has peace with God. And once Mike enters that state of grace, Mike remains there. And so since God makes him secure, Mike remains at peace. He is not worried that he will lose God's grace. He is not worried that he will lose eternal salvation because of his current and even future sin. As Mike experienced, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is how we are saved, and this is how we are kept saved. But if you're listening to me now and you are Roman Catholic, or you have been influenced by Catholic Church teaching, then you know this is not what you have been taught, particularly concerning your attendance at the Mass or Eucharist. This week, I have been contrasting what the Bible says with what one of the most popular forms of works-based salvation teaches, and that is Roman Catholic Church theology, or we can call it doctrine or teaching. Earlier this week, we talked about the sacrament of baptism within Catholicism, and today I'm moving on to talk about a second sacrament, and that is the Mass. And the main reason I want to talk about this is that I believe this is why Catholic friends that I have lack assurance when it comes to saving faith. It strikes me that Catholic people and those who would say, I'm not Catholic, but have somehow been influenced by the church, maybe grew up Catholic or went to Catholic school or grew up in a town or city dominated by Roman Catholic Church teaching, are under the impression that going to Mass each week is essential for salvation. And if you miss Mass and do not have a good reason for doing so, an acceptable reason, then you can never be sure if you are saved from your sins. And that puts a lot of doubt in your mind and makes you live with a lot of pressure by robbing you of assurance. As a response to what some see as the legalistic nature of the requirement for Mass, many people, perhaps people just like you, have left the Catholic Church. You never appreciated or were willing to accept the pressure that you received to go to Mass every weekend. It never made sense to you, and so you left. This has caused a great deal of pain in families because the practicing Catholics who take Mass very seriously and believe what the Church teaches about it are apoplectic, furious that you're not there with them. Don't you realize that your eternal life depends on attendance and participation in the Eucharist? The Mass, they may have said to you. I am not Catholic, and I never have been, but I have heard this many times from Catholic friends of mine and from people who have converted from Catholicism to biblical Christianity and who now have family members, especially parents, that rage against them for abandoning the quote-unquote church. Why is going to Mass so important? Well, here now is why attending Mass is so important to Catholics. In every single Mass, God is appeased. The sacrifice in the Eucharist appeases the wrath of God and covers people's sins. Appeases, satisfies, propitiates the wrath, the anger of God for sin. This is because it is believed that the bread served at the Eucharist actually becomes the body of Christ, and the wine served at the Eucharist actually becomes the blood of Christ. That is what Catholic teaching believes. The body and the blood of Christ are actually present at the Eucharist. You have to participate in this sacrament in order to have the assurance of eternal salvation, so that if you do not attend the Mass, then you commit what is called a mortal sin and your salvation is in jeopardy. Respectfully, no wonder Catholics are worried about whether or not they are saved if they miss the Mass. Well, if you would, join me tomorrow and learn how secure you can be if you have salvation from sin that is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone.